Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Right now, there's a global sell-off going on right now. Jill is with us. Jill, what are we looking at when the markets open this morning?
Well, right now we're showing Dow futures down 700 points, and that's not a good day. You know that. That said, let's be clear, because at some point we had to see the markets really start to sell off because coronavirus. It seems that this is one of those days. We had an increase in cases reported in Italy, and a bunch of places closed down in Italy. The cities literally cordoned off, as well as South Korea. Now, these are large, established economies. The European area was already slowing down. So I think that investors are finally kind of waking up and saying, maybe this isn't totally contained. Maybe it's not going to be a quick, easy turnaround. And so you're seeing a little selling pressure today.
Okay, so we have all these coronavirus concerns. They've been playing a factor in the markets for, you know, a while. But does it provide some opportunity, though, in some areas of the market with stocks that could see maybe a boost due to, more people being isolated or just the fears of going out and keeping clean?
Well, first of all, I think that, of course, there is always opportunity, but I would not go out and try to pick the stocks. Here's what I would do. I would say stick to your game plan. You know, it's great to be a long-term investor when everyone's freaking out on a day like today. And I would just point out that if you're putting money into your retirement account, aren't you happier putting money in today when the markets are down than you were last week when markets were higher? You should be rooting for the market to go down so that you can put your money to work at lower levels. This is what is the beauty of being a long-term investor. And I have to just point out that over the weekend, Warren Buffett released his annual shareholder letter, and it was so precious. Because part of the letter basically says that he's a big fan of stocks for the long term because of low interest rates and corporations paying low taxes. And he says stocks are the most attractive asset class over the long term. But, quote, that rosy prediction comes with a warning. Anything can happen to stock prices tomorrow. Isn't that the truth?
Wow.
So long term, gang, long term, you'll be fine.
Yeah. You know, it used to be when E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. Now we're waiting on Warren Buffett's words, right?
I know. And we may not be waiting for so much longer. I mean, he is 89. His partner's 95. Can you believe it? That's working late. That's like delaying retirement. These guys are really, you know, they're killing it. And last year was a tough year for Berkshire Hathaway. They underperformed pretty dramatically. It was the worst year of underperformance since 2009. They returned about 11% for investors. The S&P 500 returned to just over 30%. So you say, wow, that's a terrible year. But look at his long-term track record, ladies and gentlemen. Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway, over the long term, since 1965, 55 years in business, they've delivered annualized returns of about 20%, double the pace of the S&P 500. So that's pretty good, right?
Yeah, not too bad, I guess. I didn't know this was America Saves Week.
Happy America Saves Week. So I'm so glad that I could point that out to you. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Right?
What should we be doing for America Saves Week?
How about saving? No, I'm just kidding. You know what? You should put your savings on autopilot. Again, you wake up on a day like today and you get really nervous, right? But for any of us, the best way to become good savers is to use technology and automate the process. So that can mean, hey, the day after I get paid, I make sure a little bit of money goes into a savings account. Or that may mean that I sign up for my 401k or 403b at work. And it may mean that if I could just stay away from the emotional part of at least investing, I can actually save, invest for the long term, and not muck around with it. That, to me, is the big issue here. We are often our own worst enemies.
And it's never too late to get into this game, right?
No, exactly. I mean, it is true that it's harder the longer you wait, but especially for those of us who are of a certain age, we tell our kids and our nieces and nephews, hey, just start early. You know, it really does make a difference. Even if it's a small amount, you think it's a small amount, boy, does that add up over the long term.
Yeah, you have to keep that in mind and also keep those two words long term in mind,
yes,
too, which is tough for people.
Yeah, listen, I don't doubt that you're going to feel weird when you see these numbers, especially old people who like me who think like there's a 700, that's bad, but don't forget the market's at higher levels now. But just feel it. Don't do anything with those feelings. You could be like, oh yeah, Jill said I was going to feel kind of nauseous when I looked at the markets today. I feel it. Don't then go and make a change in your portfolio or in your retirement account. Sit still. You're like, the ability for you to do nothing is going to really benefit you over the long term.
Thank you for calming us down.
Of course.
All right.
Jill, thanks so much again. That's Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, joining us live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.